when you watch the tape, Amir, from the outside looking in, terrific, terrific game, just breaking tackles, finding seams. Is that the big part of his game, is kind of making stuff out of nothing sometimes?
Yeah, good runner, really good runner. Makes some plays, puts it where it needs to be a lot of times, and then creates
a lot more, which is what you want out of a running back. So he made some nice runs last game, really high-effort runs, kept fighting for yards, and some of those ended up being really huge runs for our team. So Amir's a good player. Hope he keeps improving, getting better, and let's keep this thing going.
You create better blocking for him in some ways because, like you just said, I mean, some of those runs are out of nothing.
I mean, we're working hard to do all facets of offensive football around here. So blocking, passing, receiving, all that fun stuff. So we're working on all that stuff out there in practice with all our guys and make sure we know all the defensive looks and be ready to adjust to wild card looks, which you get in this league sometimes. And that's kind of what we do. We talk and communicate, and rarely do you have a perfect game, and try to fight to get to that standard.
From one big physical defense to another in Carolina, just what jumps out at you about them, specifically their front seven?
Good defense.
Athletic. Explosive and athletic. Linebackers fly around. D-line flies around. Back end flies around. Got a middle linebacker that sort of calls the shots. He's moving around. He's sort of checking sometimes when we check or vice versa. However, they got a really smart, really multiple defense that plays fast.
Similar to last week to keep the pressure off. I mean, are they that good up front that you need to run the ball like you did?
It's a really good group. It's a really good group. We got to figure out our best plan to win this game. Obviously, last week we didn't do a good enough job keeping the pressure off. Need to protect the quarterback better, and pass game needs to perform better to help that whole thing out. So we're going to look at the whole picture and sort of craft our game plan and figure out the best way to go about it.
Some sort of sense of what your offensive line, how they play together, and sort of what they can do, the whole thing.
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat. There's some new faces up there. There's some guys, fighting through things you fight through in season, and all that stuff that takes place in a regular season. So we're sort of getting to know our entire offense. I think it's safe to say who you are week 4, week 5 is not always who you are week 12, 13, 14, and we're sort of trying to build that whole thing, and the O-line's a big part of that. They're doing things well in certain areas, and they're doing things in other areas they'd like to sort of improve or maybe eliminate mistakes in, and that's our whole offense. So we hope to keep growing up there and offensively and keep getting better.
After 2 years, a lot of success for Theoretic. Do you see defenses more focused in on him on a week-to-week basis now?
I think he gets attention. Whether that's more than the past, it probably is a little bit. I mean, I'm sure guys have their scouting reports, and number 25's on there. He's run a lot of routes over the years where he's beaten guys and gotten open. I wouldn't say defenses are drastically changing their structure, but every now and then might be a vital call where Theo may have been one-on-one in the past, and now he's, sort of doubled. There's also been a time or two where he's gotten open and we hadn't hit the pass or whatever. It hasn't been these things all happen during a year, especially four games like this. So Theo's still doing a really nice job. Theo's going to be really productive for us. He's had some production along the way. The numbers will sort of come and go. But I do think guys are paying attention to him. He's had success receiving the ball in this league especially. He's getting attention for it.
What elements have you incorporated into your offense to sort of limit the turnovers, help limit the turnovers?
We harp on it a lot and all that boring stuff. I know it's not good for a newspaper story, but we make a big deal about it. Quarterback does a good job really planning, to understand the defense we're playing each week. Coverage structures, blitzes, pressures. Sometimes, we're throwing hots or whatever. Might be a throw that's shorter than your average throw. So we're doing a lot of things to try to play offensive football well. Not all of them are, through the roof succeeding right now, but we're doing well at some of those things. We're a part of a winning football team, and hopefully we keep improving. But, when you look at, let's just say, the pass game in particular, it's not strictly quarterback, accuracy. It's not strictly quarterback decision-making. Protection plays a huge role in turnovers. Receivers running routes to the right spot plays a huge role in turnovers. Running back protection, those type of things. A lot of times it's communication between quarterback and receiver if a route changes or something. So we're trying to do all that stuff at a really high level and maybe avoid some mistakes that have happened in the past or have happened in different places. We're not perfect, but we're going to keep trying to play good offense.
If I can follow up, I think the number Stafford is averaging an interception once every 70-some throws under you, and before it was once every 35 throws or something like that. So how do you explain the sort of growth in his game in that area? That's a tremendous
growth. Yeah, I mean, hopefully the comfort level is getting higher and higher in this offense, and he really intuitively feels and understands where guys are, where guys are going to be. He's doing a better job pushing our receivers, pushing our guys to be at those spots, you know, sort of correcting a guy if his route's 2 yards short or, you know, too tight, too wide, those type of things. They all play a big role in our pass game having success. Now, we've had better, good games and bad games in the pass game, but all those things play a role in that, you know, sort of turnover game.
DJ Jones has gotten, maybe not value, but he's gotten real good production on limited role. What has he brought to you in the role?
TJ is extremely reliable. Good quickness, gets open a lot, catches the ball, versatile, can play multiple positions at receiver, intelligent, can handle a pretty heavy workload mentally. Sometimes we put a lot on certain guys, and he's one of those guys. He's been around here a while. He's been in a spot where he's sort of playing every spot or maybe backing up every spot. Now he's in a spot where he's sort of playing a bunch of reps, but he's still expected to be able to play every other spot in the offense and sort of handle the week-to-week mental challenge of different defensive looks and who do I block on this play and how are we running this route? Is it a little different than last week and all that stuff? He's really good at that. The quarterback trusts him where he's going to be, and I think that's really valuable. TJ's done a nice job. He's got to keep coming. He's not a finished product either, but we're happy with TJ. He's having a good year so far.
Jim Bob, for Jim Bob.
Stafford's numbers are down just a little bit the past couple of weeks. How much has the defensive pressure you guys have faced affected the, you know, what he's doing and also maybe your play calling?
Yeah, I mean, when you're taking into account a whole offensive picture and then, in particular sort of the pass game, you know, what kind of pressure you're going to be facing, whether it's the front four or the blitz package that's involved, does play a role in the play calls that are going to have more success or less success, at least as you game plan it out. So we played some good defenses, but that's sort of the NFL, right? We gotta come play better offense. So, some of those things have happened. We've had some games where we've thrown it pretty good. We've had some games where we've run it pretty good. You know, we haven't had the game where we've meshed that whole thing just perfectly. We're still sort of putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I look forward to watching us continue to get better at all those things as we go. But we'll be just fine throwing the ball.
One more for Jim Bob.
We're not in your room, so we don't know the assignments and stuff like that. But, you know, to the naked eye, to our eye, it looks like Greg Robinson's had a couple of struggles, particularly last week. I'm just curious of your perspective on the way Greg has played.
Yeah, good plays and bad plays, like a lot of people in this league. He's had some really nice plays. Plays that have really helped us, run game and pass game. And he's had some plays he would like back, some plays, you know, where you could do things better. And that's going to be our whole team. He's playing a high leverage, high difficulty position, left tackle in the NFL, and he's doing a lot of really good things out there. I look for him to sort of try to clean up those mistakes like we're all going to do and play better. That's what we're all trying to do. Sure.
When you have a defense playing as well as it does, last year Terrell said, you know, he kind of altered his play calling for complementary football. When the defense is playing well, how does that alter what you do from a complementary perspective?
Initially in a game, very little. I think Coach said it yesterday or whatever day it was. You know, we're going out there trying to score points on offense. I'm trying to find a touchdown every drive. And then go from there. Now, you get into a game, you get into the late third quarter, you get into the fourth quarter of a game, and obviously especially the situational stuff, 4 minute and all that. But you get in the fourth quarter of a game, and I'm on the sidelines, I'm kind of watching the action on the other side of the ball too, and you feel like, you know, they're not moving the ball very well on the other side of the ball. Sometimes it's wise for me to go, I have a risky call that I like, and I have a more conservative call. Sometimes I go that direction. But most of the game, I'm just trying to dial up plays that'll be good football plays and be good offensive football plays. But our defense is doing a heck of a job. They keep getting the ball back for us, getting some great field position. It's been really fun for us offensively to have that sort of support, and we're gonna get our game going too. So,
all right, thanks guys.